This is David Haken with KC Cafe Radio at the Surf of Folk Alliance Conference in Chattanooga, Tennessee. I'm here with Mark Black, who's one of the artists showcasing at the Chattanooga Hotel. Welcome, Mark.
Thank you. Nice to be here.
Tell me a little bit about your background in music.
Well, I've been... What sparked me was I was 6 years old. I was riding down the road with my mom and our Studebaker Commander about 1956 in Jacksonville, Florida. And all of a sudden, something came on the radio, the AM crackly radio. And I could barely hear, you know, those old radios, but something went through me like a lightning bolt. And I remember turning to my mom. I didn't say, "Who is that?" I said, "Mom," I said, "What is that?" And she said, "Well, Mark, that's rock and roll." And I said, "Well, I want some of that." I was off and running, and I started collecting those 45s with the big holes in the middle and the piece of plastic that you snap there in the middle. And I just spent all my days and nights listening to those records and learning every nuance, to the point where if there was a defect in the record, I would learn the defect. So I remember I had one, it was an Elvis record, and it went, in my world, it went, "I want you, and I love you." I said, "That is so cool. Oh, my God." You know, and then years later, I heard it without the defect. I said, "That's not as good."
Yeah, I love it. Okay. So tell us a little bit about the first song you're going to play for us.
Well, it's kind of a love song. And I've recently fallen in love with this gal, so I thought I would just share it with the folks.
Very good. Let's hear it.
Okay. Well, I'm telling you, you know why I got a crush on this girl? She's too much. You know I get a rush when I see her, with a short hairstyle and a cute sideways smile. I gotta set my dial to bring her in. Now she does all the talking, but hey, I'm not balking. It's a relationship I can understand, 'cause we both get what we need. I relax, she takes the lead, and she tell all her crazy dreams to me. And I say, "Oh, I love you, Rachel Maddow, 'cause you bring delicious freedom to my head. Oh, yeah. Oh, I love you, Rachel Maddow, 'cause you're shaking up the blue, white and red." Now she's cool on every show. It's a man's world no more. She goes toe to toe like with Pat Buchanan, all the good old boys. This girl is out of sight. She's sharp, she don't bite. She tells the right gently, right where to go. And I say, "Oh, wow, I love you, Rachel Maddow, 'cause you bring delicious freedom to my head. Oh, yeah. Of the blue, white and red." Now Colbert had his threat down, Keith had his countdown, and Chris, well, he's still playing hardball every night. But Rachel, you got a zing that makes my brain sing. Some crazy song, well, I never sung before. Don't worry, I'm not a stalker, just a singer and a talker, and I like to sing the thing that dances across my mind. Maybe it's a strange song, I don't know, but I'm not alone. Rachel, you're hit all over my neighborhood. That's right. We say, "Oh, wow, I love you, Rachel Maddow, 'cause you bring delicious freedom to my head. Oh, yeah. I love you, Rachel Maddow, 'cause you're shaking up the blue, white and red. And my wife and I, we watch you from our bed. Yeah, a dose of you is what we need, that's what I said. We are shaking it up, baby, all right, say." Yeah.
Yeah, tell it like it is. Well, tell us about the current project that you've cooked up.
All right, well, the main thing I'm focused on lately is a project I'm doing with my wife. We're traveling all around the country doing this show called Bapachua, a history of the 50s and 60s through popular song. It's multimedia. We have all these great pictures from the era, and people sing along beginning to end, but we're talking about the history and how it was mirrored in the popular music. We talk about things like the Supreme Court ruling on separate but equal and how that led to rock and roll. We talk about the space race. We talk about Vietnam. You know, all the stuff that was going on, the different technologies and how it was all reflected. And like I said, people sing along beginning to end. And it's a very heartwarming show. And I don't know, folks seem to love it and we're loving doing it.
Great. Could you do another song for us?
Well, I could try. This world's mine, sacred blue pearl, goes rolling through the heaven, this shy young girl. This world's mine, mother to us all, sings her sweet song, that ancient love call. Yeah. You can hear her in the meadow, the evening and the morn. Lark and dove together, each day this beauty is reborn. This world of mine, mighty waters and the wind, mountain and prairie, creatures of the hoof and fin. Just hold on to what is good, what we know to be true, even if the tree stands alone. You know what you must do. Hold on to my hand, though I'm far away, I am not gone. Hold on. This world of mine lately has been crying. Seas moan, winds whisper, is she dying? But our world is born of love, so what we dream can come to be. Turn and turn again, we can set our love free. Yeah. Oh, just hold on to what is good, what we know to be true, even if the tree stands alone. You know what you must do. Hold on to my hand, though I'm far away, I am not gone. Hold on. This world is mine, a flock of geese shoot the autumn sky. I rush to the window and I call out, hey, this is not goodbye. And I say, yo, no.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks for coming in and sharing your music with us.
My pleasure. Nice to be in your wagon.